Where to invest spiritual energy? This is Aratima. Now that you are practicing on accumulating energy, power, or chi, however you want to call it, you're going to help yourself grow. And there are two ways to utilize this energy. When you think of a mountain, you are either going to climb up the mountain, spiral upwards to more and more awareness, to the pinnacle of what you can embody, be as a human being in the area of self-realization, or you can also spiral the energy downwards with the level of awareness that you have achieved and embody at the time, wherever you are on the climb up that mountain, just to use an imagery, and invest that energy in your career, in relations, in healing, in whatever you want to do with the energy. So the purpose of this conversation is to become very clear that you will either go inward or you will go outward into the manifestation process with the energy at hand. So either you're going to use the energy that you have accrued to climb higher, to push higher into new levels of attention, new levels of power and bliss and light and ability to hold your heart open, or you're going to invest it in areas in your life that need some improvement, where you feel like, I would like to actually make a change there. And there's no right and wrong. It's just that you will have the free will to choose what to do with the energy at hand. If you are going to use up a lot of the energy for manifesting things, you will essentially not have much energy when you are having a doorway or a moment in your karmic road, on your karmic road, where you could actually push through or jump into a new level of attention. And somehow that moment is missed. So you want to be conscious that that can happen, that there are moments when the karmas are really thick. You need more energy to kind of ride through them because it's really hard. Or you have a moment where you have a doorway where you could actually make a huge progress in how you're experiencing life, how your perception is possibly being altered, and your life is going to look different in how you see life. So essentially you have these two choices, and so we know that we can either invest the energy outward for worldly things, for healing and other things, or we're going to invest it inwardly by spiraling inward to back to the source of who we are. My suggestion is that to use most of the spiritual energy to bank it inwardly so that you essentially have a very natural way of allowing life to move through you, because when you are in your core and you are who you are, everything just manifests perfectly anyway. And depending on your life's path, on the karmic configurations, whatever you've chosen in this life to learn or unlearn, you will make different decisions at certain points. And you can just play around with that. It's really part of the learning as well. So there you have a bunch of energy. Let's say you have like money, like $100. And that's the amount of energy you have. And then you sit in meditation. And each time you sit in meditation, initially you only accrue maybe a couple of dollars. And then maybe later in one sitting, you accrue $15. So you end up like suddenly with $115, $120 and more and more. And then there's a situation where you feel like you would like to impart some healing to somebody else, or you're getting involved in a family situation and it takes up some energy. So suddenly that'll cost you $40 maybe. Suddenly you go up down to $87 or something. And then you sit and meditate and you try to go up again. Now when you sit in the presence of a teacher, you are maybe also in power places, you will double that. You will be given more shakti, more of that energy. And instead of just accruing 20 or something, you get another 100 or 1,000. So suddenly you end up with, you already have, let's say, 127 or something. And then you sit with a teacher and suddenly you have 1,127. So there is more energy available. Now, the energy that was given to you by the teacher was originally given to you also for you to wake up. What was the original commitment? So you want to honor that, because if you waste it and you throw it around and whatever you do with that, that's going to also cause karmic relations. And there's going to be some balancing that needs to happen, because the teacher gave the energy to you for you to wake up. Just remember, what was the original reason the teacher gave you that Shakti? It's important to remember. So just being mindful of what do you do with that. It's just simply exactly how you deal with your finances or your other resources. The Shakti is your greatest resource, and what are you doing with it? And be mindful. There's no problem to use it when it's really necessary. But maybe think about, is it really necessary to get involved with something there, or to use it up for a certain desire and try to manifest it? Or just check, what is the need there? Why is it so important? There are moments when you're very, very clear, or find clarity if you are supposed to use the energy for certain things. Then you go ahead and do it, and that is a truthful expression from the core outwards. And you're then manifesting yourself in that way, and you're using the Shakti then to move into that manifestation, which is really your dharma in that moment. It's not karmic, it's dharmic. It is actually your true expression in the world then. So very simple. You either go inward, keep climbing, or here and there, you're going to use it in the world.